Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. And as we do once a month, we visit with our friends from Regina Senior Health and Living in Hastings. And we're so happy to have in studio with us today Rob Hallberg, who is the marketing manager. He's joined today by Leif McLellan, who is a chaplain at Regina. And oh my goodness, this is very awesome. Today we're going to talk about spiritual care. Is that correct?
Absolutely. How are you doing, Mo?
I'm doing great. Thank you. You know, I think when people go to a facility like Regina, they expect spiritual care. And I think it's beautiful that that is obviously high on your priority list as well. So, Leif, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Yeah. As you said, my name is Leif McLellan. I grew up in Minnesota, in Shoreview, just north of St. Paul. And I did my education at St. Olaf College. And it was there where I kind of just started to discern my calling to seminary and becoming a minister. So that journey kind of took me out to New Jersey, where I studied at Drew Theological School, and came back here. And really, I was kind of nudged into going into chaplaincy training. So studied the last year, studied and worked at Abbott Northwestern Hospital with a great group of folks. And, you know, the six of us resident chaplains there really wanted to get jobs after that. And we all did. And I found myself at Regina. So I've been there for, oh gosh, what now, five, six months?
So what exactly drew you to chaplain work versus being in a church someplace?
Sure. I really value that kind of one-on-one time with people where you get to the heart of, you know, what matters to them in their life. You know, especially value being with people at the end of their life, maybe towards the twilight years of their life. So being at Regina is wonderful. And the kind of perk of being at Regina is you get to be a part of the community life more than you do at, like, a hospital. So that has a little bit of a hybrid kind of environment to compared to a church and a hospital, for example.
So do you work on the hospital side at all?
Not in the Regina Hospital, no, okay. Just with Benedictine Senior Living.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And Rob, this position, is it new or has it been there for a while?
No, it's been there for a while, and there's such a strong history of spirituality, you know, obviously with Sister Tabita and the Sisters of Charity, the founding of Regina, and then, you know, going through with Father Dunn, all the priests that ran the facility for so many years, and then Benedictine coming in. We've had, you know, sisters, we've had chaplains, and we're blessed to have both Leif and Karen Barrett, who is our spiritual director and also a chaplain. So it really is a continuation of the strong religious-based care that we offer at Regina. You know, we're blessed having Karen, who's Catholic, and Leif, who's Lutheran, so we can really offer more to our residents, because not everyone is a Catholic, not everyone's Lutheran, Protestant, what have you. So being able to have different types of, I don't want to say outlooks on religion, but different outlets for people to talk to, I think is really important to get to that person-centered care. And both Leif and Karen do such a phenomenal job on, like Leif was talking about, the one-on-ones. You know, coming out of COVID, without spiritual care, I don't know if we would have made it. And some of the things that they started to do, they're really continuing to carry on. And it's really becoming part of that everyday checklist, if you will. You know, you talk about checking in on people, but what about doing the heart checks? You know, and I think that's really where Leif and Karen just knock it out of the park. They take that, hey, how are you doing today, to a completely different level. It's not just about checking to make sure that the O2 stats are good and your pulse rate is good and your heart rate. It's really, how are you as a person? So I think that's something that really kind of separates us from everyone else, is having that such a dynamic duo to really carry through.
And Leif, what has been some of the things that have surprised you about your position at Regina?
That's a good question. I think Karen asked me that the other day. I'm surprised at how seniors are so eager to engage their faith life and ask difficult questions and still grapple with the big questions of life. I think that's been great to see. And I've growing in my experience of working with folks in memory care, And so that's a big area of learning and just seeing the appreciation from people and knowing that I'm making an impact in their lives. You know, even when somebody might be grouchy one day, you engage them the next day and, you know, their face lights up, and that's always a surprise.
You know, I am really thrilled to hear that you also engage with the folks in memory care, mm-hmm. because I think sometimes we think that they could perhaps be overlooked with what they are going through from a physical standpoint. And then you factor in, it won't make a difference if I go to visit. But I would assume that you've had some rewarding experiences there as well.
Yeah. And we're implementing a memory care worship and kind of spiritual engagement. It's with a program called Spirit Alive, and it uses all kinds of multisensory engagement with folks in memory care, and it gets people to interact with one another, and maybe, you know, we'll sing songs that people know from, you know, deep in childhood, and that just draws out a different part of their being that you don't get to see. So that's something that we're implementing, and that's in collaboration with the wellness activities department and spiritual care. So that's something we're collaborating on as a team. So it's not just spiritual care by the chaplains. It's also spiritual care done by, you know, your activities workers. So
what does a typical day look like for you?
Let's see. What is a typical day? I start with the stand-up meeting with the managers and kind of get a lay of the land, see what's going on in the whole care center. And then I will meet with my director and we'll talk about, you know, who needs to be seen, who needs a particular cares. We make sure that everybody is seen regularly if they desire spiritual care. And so I will go usually throughout the day. I'll make my one-on-one visits. Also, I'll be preparing for Bible studies and support groups, those kinds of things. And 2 days out of the week, we have our chapel services, both ecumenical and Catholic worship services. So I'm, you know, as this is going on, I'm passing by residents and striking up conversations and people flagging me down, and also getting people into, you know, chapel or, you know, whatever activities they want to go to. So I'm pretty embedded in that kind of way. That takes up maybe a surprising amount of time.
I bet it does, and I bet no 2 days are the same.
Right, which is honestly one of the best parts about being a chaplain is there's infinite variety.
As people tour your facility, do they focus on this piece of it, Rob? Is that an important part when they come to see you?
I try to make it an important part for them. You know, it's one of those things when someone's touring the facility to find out if they are spiritual in any way, shape, or form. And if they say, you know, they're spiritual, but they're not really Catholic or Lutheran or what have you, they don't really follow an organized religion. You know, I really try to emphasize the spiritual that Leif and Karen bring to the facility, because it's not just about an organized type of religion. It's about the feeling. It's about the emotions. And that's something that Leif and Karen really, really hit on very hard with the residents. And their conversations aren't always, you know, drenched in prayer. Sometimes it's just, you know, having a cup of coffee and just talking about how they're doing. You know, that's a part of spiritual growth and spirituality. And I don't think people understand that and hear that a lot of times in the conversation that they're having with other people. It's amazing all of the things Leif talked a little bit about our Wednesday and Thursday services. We have Father Hennen from San Van Seton that comes down every other Thursday to do the full Mass. Deacon Rod Walker, Deacon McHumbert help do the every other Thursday Word and Communion, ecumenical service on Wednesday. And Leif and Karen have an absolutely incredible monthly memorial service to honor those residents that have passed. It's very moving what they've created. And we get a lot of families, obviously, that pass, but a lot of residents that come down. And it's a great way for them to kind of share some of the grief with each other. And Leif and Karen have started a grief support group for the residents. You know, our memory care support groups that Karen runs. There's so many things, so many different layers that they have going on that it's really astounding to watch, and I don't know how they keep it all straight and how they keep it all together, but yet they do somehow.
You assume that we keep it all straight.
But you do a great job of pretending like you are.
Thanks.
But that sense of community, I think, is important. And I would assume that having family engagement also is a big part of that.
Absolutely. One of the things that Chaplain Karen implemented during Advent leading up to Christmas was a family choir. So families came with residents, and we had a choir practice every week. And then Christmas Eve service where the choir was able to sing together. And I think I came in the next workday and everybody was just raving about it.
And that was the first time that we'd had music like that with a family choir in the chapel at Regina in a long time because of COVID. And just the thought and to see a choir up there again and to hear that mm-hmm. sound coming out of that space was just, it was magic is really the only way you can say it, and especially on Christmas Eve.
That's one of the great gifts that Karen brings. You know, she was a worship director at a convent for many, many years, and she is a super talented musician. She has a master's degree in liturgy, that is, you know, how we do worship, and she has a beautiful voice.
Oh my goodness.
She does all the music for our worship services, and it can't be overstated how important that is. As someone who's not super musically inclined, it's a true gift.
There's so many different levels to spiritual care. One part is the one-on-one conversations, it's the prayers, it's the song circles, it's the services themselves. It's amazing how many boxes that our spiritual care team really can check off for a family and for our residents, and really bring about that idea of community. You know, when you think about Regina, you think about the hospital, you think about the senior living side, and what a community in and of itself it is. We're blessed to have Leif and Karen there to really foster and support that idea of community. It's really kind of fun to sit back and watch to see how much joy and calmness they bring to our residents at the same time, and all of us as employees. You know, it's not just the residents that lean on Leif and Karen for support. We do as well. You know, just little conversations when you're passing in the hallway, sometimes all you need. So, you know, we're all pretty blessed to have them.
It's a pretty important position. Do you feel that?
Yeah. You know, I just moved offices to another side of the building, and the residents are like, where did you go? It's like they miss me. And you feel it from residents. And you asked me kind of what surprised me. And to go along with that question, this importance of, you know, gathering as community to remember and to grieve our losses. That's been maybe a bigger part of the community than I expected, because many people are at the end of their life, and that is a huge factor in the dynamics of the community. And so for me and Karen to be a part of that and to facilitate community and
because
healing,
that becomes their family.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, you know, residents call this place home.
It is their home.
Yeah, it is. What we say, we work where they live.
Yep, correct. Yeah. We work where they live.
Yep. It's an honor to be received in there and be valued.
And that truly is a mindset that it's hard to get into. You know, you think about the fact that, okay, you're going to work every day. Well, you have to flip the script and say, well, yeah, you work there, but they live there. So really, you're working where they live. So that's something that we really try to instill in new employees to understand that it's a little bit different than going to work at a restaurant or an office space, what have you. There's a lot more to it, a lot more dynamics and layers that really is what this kind of profession sets you apart. And I know some of the other facilities here in town, they kind of look at it the same way, which is really nice. We're working on a little sneak peek, a senior expo coming up in the next few months.
It can only make Hastings stronger.
Yep.
Because we are blessed with some wonderful facilities that love our seniors, and I think that's great. So getting back to some of your spiritual care services, are we able, even though I know that there are some precautions still, are we able to come into the facility to worship with you?
At this time, no. It's not like back in the day where Regina was its own little parish, where you could come in on Sundays and go to service. We're not at that point yet. Could we get there? That's the hope. But right now, no, it's still, if you come with a family member, absolutely bring them to service with you, or come to service with them on, whether it be the ecumenical services on Wednesdays or the services on Thursdays. But actually coming in and having just be you, yourself, and I, not yet.
Well, that's good to know, and I appreciate the fact that you are keeping your residents safe. So what are some of the other things you want to tell our listeners, Leif?
Oh, gosh. I think if I could, this is really to emphasize some things that Rob was talking about. I think there's oftentimes a misconception about chaplain work as just doing what I'd call religious care, you know, just doing the worship services and just doing the sacraments, which are all important things, but that's one part of spiritual care. Spiritual care really strive to care for the whole person. That's how they're connected with themselves, with one another, their families, with God, or the however they see the divine. What is their sense of the future? Do they have hope? Are they despairing? What is, you know, do they have pain in their relationships? That kind of thing. And how are they feeling about their current situation? And being present with them in that is so important to spiritual care, and it is really at the heart of things more than maybe what we might say is religious activities. I think we all need that, and everybody can provide spiritual care just in being present to another person.
You know, it's really not so much in what you all do, it's how you do it. And you really get to down to the person and make it about them and their relationships, which I think is the most amazing part in hearing both you and Karen talk about the residents, because you understand it's about them and it's about emphasizing their spirituality and, you know, their relationships with not only God or with each other, with themselves, what have you, but that you understand it's their relationship and you're just there to help foster that and not guide it in any direction. I think we're pretty lucky to have both Leif and Karen.
It sure sounds like it. Leif, really nice to meet you. Continued success with your new position.
Thank you.
We wish you well. Leif McClellan, he is the chaplain at, or one of the chaplains at Regina. And we also want to thank our friend Rob Hallberg, who is the marketing manager. Rob, if people want to learn more, perhaps take a tour of your facility, how could they do that?
Absolutely. Give me a call at 651-404-7947. Or stop in by my office, which is located in the chapel lobby for all of you Hastingites that are familiar with the facility. We'd love to see you.
Great. Thank you so much. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.